I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Genetic counselors guide individuals and families through the complexities of genetics and work in various healthcare settings. Kimberly Foyle is here to talk about the details of this growing healthcare specialty. Kim is a licensed certified genetic counselor and director of MUSC's Master of Science in Genetic Counseling program. Kim, tell us about genetic counselors and what role they play in healthcare today.
Genetic counselors are healthcare professionals who have specialized training in both medical genetics and counseling, and this allows genetic counselors to work in a variety of practice settings, helping patients receive testing and diagnoses for conditions that may explain their symptoms or even identify risk for genetic problems and potentially reduce those risks. Genetic counselors work with each patient as an individual, getting to know them and their preferences and beliefs to guide them in their healthcare journey and help them make meaning of genetic information in their lives, access resources, and understand the impact of genetic conditions as it may pertain to their future health, their life, and their family.
What kind of education and training do genetic counselors receive?
So genetic counselors complete a master's degree and then complete a board certification exam prior to professional practice. And the training prepares genetic counselors for entry-level practice in any practice area. Many genetic counselors, though, will spend their career in a particular practice area developing expertise that is sought after for particular conditions.
Kim, give us some examples of when a genetic counselor might be involved in an individual patient's care.
Genetic counselors are involved in patient care that spans the entire lifespan. In a prenatal setting, for example, a genetic counselor would be involved if there's a diagnosis of a birth defect, like a heart defect or cleft lip and palate or spina bifida. And sometimes fetal treatment is even available to improve the outcome before birth. In pediatrics, genetic counselors are often involved if there's an abnormal newborn screen, say for a condition like PKU or sickle cell disease or cystic fibrosis. We help the patients understand the condition and access the care that they need to live with it. In the cancer setting, identifying a predisposition to hereditary cancer or a genetic driver of a cancer can help with treatment selection and can guide surgical or medication decisions. And since we share genes with our family members, finding a genetic risk factor can often open up the opportunity for other relatives to receive testing and information about risk even before disease occurs.
How has this healthcare specialty expanded in recent years?
Genetic contributions to disease are better understood than they ever have been before. So genomics is really integral to delivering precision or personalized healthcare in modern medicine. And genetic counselors traditionally have worked in practice areas like prenatal, cancer, and pediatric settings, but increasingly genetic counselors are working in specialty niches such as cardiology, pulmonology, neurology, and many other areas.
Kim, thanks for this information about genetic counseling.
Thank you for having me, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.